Now, a new Department of Health Services report shows that drug overdose deaths in Wisconsin have spiked 70% in the past decade.
Drug use, and especially opioid use, is a problem that we're hearing more and more about lately. Between 2005 and 2015, fatal drug overdoses rose from 514 to 872 cases throughout the state per year, which has many in the medical community asking how bad things could get. Here's emergency room doctor Kyle Martin from St. Mary's Hospital in Madison.
I don't know that anyone would have the definitive answer as to whether or not we really have peaked. My hope is that we're getting close to that peak and that, you know, we have increased awareness from a provider standpoint now of the addictive potential. I think that with recent legislation that have been passed too, both nationally as well as at the state level, I think it's increasing awareness of prescriber rules that hopefully, you know, we're reaching that peak or we're near that peak and we start to see a decline as a lot of these efforts start taking effect.
Karen McKeon joins us now. She's a state health officer with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Karen, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, does the 70% spike in drug overdose deaths come as a surprise to the health department and to Wisconsin's medical community?
You know, we've been looking at this trend over the past years, and I want to just really highlight how serious it is. Drug overdoses, more people are now dying from drug overdoses than from motor vehicle crashes. More people are now dying from drug overdoses than from breast cancer. And what we're seeing is what's driving that increase is opioid-related deaths. So a specific type of drugs, opioids, have actually increased even more. In 2003, we had fewer than 200 people dying from opioid overdoses, and the last 2 years it's been over 600. So we've actually seen that number triple.
And when you talk about opioids, are you talking about prescription painkillers or are you talking about a street drug like heroin?
It includes both of those, but most of the increase has been from prescription drugs.
And why do you think those numbers have gone up so quickly over the years?
You know, this is a really complex problem. People get started using opioids for a lot of different reasons, and so the approaches we're trying to work on with partners are making sure that opioids are harder to get, both prescription and heroin.
And when you look at the big picture here, I mean, here in Wisconsin, you wonder, is it just spiking so rapidly in Wisconsin, or is this a national problem?
This is definitely a national problem. All across the country, we're seeing an increase in deaths related to opioids. Wisconsin is in 2014 was the 24th. So that sounds like we're right in the middle. But again, when you look at the chart, when you look at the graph, it's increasing at a very concerning rate. And so we are considering this a crisis.
And so when something is considered a crisis like this, what's the response?
So the response has been to really issued an advisory to serve as a call to action. Again, we and many of our partners have been looking at this and working on this for years, but this is an opportunity to take an extra look at what we're doing, to call additional partners to the table, and really have redoubled efforts and additional coordination.
Now, before we started talking to you, we heard a little bit from emergency room doctor Kyle Martin from St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. And he said with these numbers, he's wondering, you know, when we're going to hit the peak on this bad news. It sounded hopeful, though, because he was hoping that the effects of some of the positive things happening would be taking effect, too, to start curbing the numbers. Do you see that same kind of thing?
Exactly. We're watching the numbers closely, and we're all hoping that we'll see a turnaround in the trend soon. Certainly we've already put a lot of things into place. As he mentioned, physicians have been good partners to try to figure out how can they prescribe safely, look at other options for pain control, and that's just one of the activities that's happening around the states.
Right, so doctors now, they have to check a database, it sounds like, before they prescribe an opioid and make sure that someone isn't what's called doctor shopping. How is that working so far?
That's working well, and we're continuing to work to make it work even better. That's the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program, and as you indicated, physicians look at that before they prescribe an opioid to someone so that they can see what other medications the patient may be on so that they can really use safe prescribing practices.
And I know that some physicians have said that this is unwieldy so far. There may be some technical problems. Do you think that's getting in the way of how effective it can be so far?
The state's continuing to work on the program to try to make sure that physicians have the easiest access possible and that they can really include that in their usual workflows.
And what are we seeing about raising awareness in communities about the risks of opioids? Part of it is from, you know, the medical side of things, but part of it is within the communities themselves. What's happening there?
Absolutely, and we appreciate your help with raising awareness in communities because everybody has a role to play. So, for example, if you are prescribed an opioid, we encourage you to take it as directed. Any medication you have left over when you're no longer needing it, so you've recovered from your surgery, you're not needing the pain medication anymore, we encourage you not to leave that in your medicine cabinet because you don't know who might access that. And so turn it back in. Coming up later this month on October 22nd is Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, and a lot of law enforcement officials are helping with that. You can Google or just look it up online, Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. And recently Walgreens announced that all of their facilities will also be willing to take back these drugs just to help communities be safer.
We're talking with State Health Officer Karen McKeon right now from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, talking about a new report that shows a dramatic increase in deaths by drug overdose over the past 10 years. And we'll continue that conversation in a moment, but we'd also like to hear from you on this topic and let us know what you think.
You can join in at 800-642-1234.
We'll take a caller now. We've got Therese on the line in Wauwatosa. Therese, hi.
Hello.
What did you want to share?
I wanted to share that I have two perspectives on it. One, sadly, I have family members who have been affected by the addiction problem. I also have children who have lost friends, more than one, and have attended multiple funerals associated with opioid addiction recently and in the last 2 years. And from that perspective, I got involved with something called Shatterproof, which is an addiction awareness and fundraising national effort. But on the other side, I am also the caregiver for an 88-year-old woman who has multiple afflictions that cause pain. And as she's gotten older, her pain has increased, and now I can't get her access to the drugs that would be helpful for her for pain without jumping through a gazillion hoops. And I find that to be very disconcerting because it appears that the only thing that's being done to address the addiction and the problem with heroin and opioids is to get them out of the hands of patients. And there's got to be a different way. Just keeping it totally out of mainstream medicine is not the answer.
Therese, thank you so much. Wow, I appreciate you sharing that. A very interesting call, all your experiences there, and I'm sorry about the losses that your family has experienced as well. And what would you say to that, Karen, about the two flip sides here? Maybe that the people who really need these opioid medications for severe pain, the access is difficult, and it sounds as though it's becoming a lot more difficult. There are more rigors to go through to get this medication. On the other hand, we have this epidemic going on, which is really harming families, people all across Wisconsin.
Well, Therese, thank you so much for sharing your experience. And we've been saying that this is a complicated situation, and you have just perfectly illustrated how complicated it is. So first, just touching on the experience your family has had with addiction and with losing friends, thanks for your response with that and for engaging with Shatterproof and looking for solutions. And we need to remember that all the numbers we're talking about are faces and names, their loved ones in communities. And so our heart really goes out to you and to the people who are struggling with addiction. We want them to be sure and know that there is hope for recovery and there are options. Physicians can help. There are medications that can help with overcoming opioid addiction, and so just knowing that there is hope. And then you really highlight the opposite side of the problem as well, and that is that some people do need these medications, and clinicians are very much struggling to walk that line of prescribing safely and at the same time aggressively treating pain. And so we're continuing to work with that. Clinicians definitely are. I hear doctors talking about the struggle of knowing how to do this in a safe way and how to treat pain. And I really hope that the 88-year-old that you're providing care for is able to have their pain appropriately treated in a safe way.
Therese, thank you so much for calling. And we'll go next to Johanna in Wautoma. Hi, Johanna.
Hello.
And what would you like to share?
Yes, I'm the mother of three addicted children. And I've had all three overdose. I work with an organization called Wisconsin United We Can, which means Change Addiction Now. And one of the biggest concerns we have, we're a support group for the families and of the addicts. And my biggest concern is trying to get treatment for these people with addiction because of the fact that most of them don't have insurance, and there's only one treatment facility that I know of in the state of Wisconsin that is, it does no charge, it's faith-based, and a lot of the other treatment facilities do not accept Badger Care. What is there anything in line to possibly get more beds available for these people to get them into?
Johanna, thank you so much for that. And what about the options? It sounds as though Johanna's getting there at a there are not being enough options for people who need the help recovering from addiction, and financial is being part of that. What if people don't have the right insurance and they can't get that bed? Karen?
You're exactly right. This is certainly another challenge. And Johanna, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your struggles and your family's struggles. One of the things that the state and our partners are looking at is how to make sure that there is access to treatment for people who are struggling for addiction and who are seeking to enter recovery. And that also is very complicated, but we appreciate you sharing your story, and that is one of the things we're looking at. And I also wanted to touch on, you mentioned that your children have overdosed in the past, and one of the things that we've tried to do to help with that is to make naloxone or Narcan more available. So today, there's a standing order in the state that allows pharmacies to sell naloxone to anybody, basically, so that you would even be able to access naloxone to have it available if you found one of your children having overdosed, that you would be able to give them this medication to reverse that overdose. So making that more available in communities is certainly an important part of the work that we're doing to make sure that addicts are able to live and enter recovery.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That was Karen McKeon, a state health officer with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, joining us to talk about deaths from drug overdoses in Wisconsin. And thank you to everyone who called to share their stories.